For vice president. Tons more NFL moves. And the new look Avs break out. All on a bubble bursting, sports talk radio thirsting,
Roleplay Wednesday
edition of the program. Let's go, Alex.
Yeah. Oh my goodness gracious.
Yeah.
I can't really hear what Jeremy says because I got my two Stanley Cup rings plugging my ear.
I'm not going to, so quit asking.
Man, the show we got for you guys. It's got everything. It's got style, it's got sophistication, it's got grace, it's got elegance. Acha-cha cheese, a little vino. Oh, my compliments. Hey, Jeff, what's going on?
My compliments to the Jeff. That's me.
He's been here, Nate.
Oh, me? I've been here the whole time. Yeah. I was just doing some vocal warm-ups. Rubber baby buggy bumper. Rubber baby buggy bumper.
Bumblebee, bumblebee.
Man, I found that Romeo and Juliet from Can't Hardly Wait.
Damn, a love struck Romeo.
I found it. I knew it was in there.
You're right. That's a special time in that movie. That movie, so much happens in that movie, Can't Hardly Wait. That it's, I can't hardly wait to watch it again.
We should do it. Let's get a whole crew of
watch party
from the Smile High Morning Show. We'll do like in my backyard. We'll put it on like a drape hanging off the kids' ninja fort, and we'll make s'mores.
Actually, I'm gonna check the Esquire Theater.
S'more what?
Killing me, Smalls.
Killing me, Smalls.
Esquire Theater. Check this out. If the Esquire Theater was their midnight movie was Can't Hardly Wait this weekend, wouldn't we have to go?
Wouldn't we have to?
And wouldn't that be the most unbelievable thing in the history of the show? Other than...
The Esquire's over there on 6th and Downing, right? That one?
Sweet. Yeah, that's right. Let's see. They got like a midnight throwback movie they usually do.
Or worst comes to worst, you can always get a Rocky Mountain Horror Picture Show in there.
I'm sorry, what? I want to mention, guys, that Pleasures has 4 videos for $20. Lubes, oils, lotions,
dongers.
Totally sweet.
Gil probably has some tickets for us.
What it do, baby?
Yeah.
Landmark offer. I don't. Oh, special.
You're trying to find Can't Hardly Wait is being screened anywhere this weekend in the Denver metro area?
I can't seem to find anything.
Ah, shoot. Not very useful.
Okay, so, Alex, what did we start with here? Avalanche? 5 goals second period?
Go, Avs, go, baby.
I'm like, who are these new dudes?
New look Avs. They look strong. They look like a wagon, as they would say.
That's really just kind of like the coming out party of these guys. They barely get a chance to. Do you know what's kind of cool and I like?
I loved your coming out party when you were like, hey, boys.
I was like, I'm coming out.
Dan wants the world to know.
I'm gonna.
A little aggressive early, Dan.
Where were we?
Casey Mittelstadt scoring a goal. First one with the Avs last night.
I like it so at this point in the season, too, where these new look out, we're going to be throwing fits at the rest of the league throughout the playoffs because not only are they going to, like, who are these guys? Who are they? We're just trying to figure ourselves out. The Avs are trying to get themselves figured out with these new dudes here. And they shuffled the deck here and they rolled the dice. The core and the foundation's laid down, but we're just a few pieces away again. And 5 goals in the second period last night.
Awesome, man. Damn, that's a big night for Mikko. Great to have Val back.
And then they play again coming up tonight. 50-50. They're playing at Vancouver.
You're a Canuck.
Do we get it?
Yeah.
You're an orca.
And that will conclude our hockey stuff.
Thanks, everybody. See you next week.
Same time.
Smile High Talks Hockey.
And that's really just for that guy who only texts in when we talk hockey.
And mad at us that we're idiots and we don't even know what we're talking about. And I'm like, well, then why do you want us talking about it?
See, you made
I told you I didn't know what I was talking about. Sure, he's doing a left-wing lock, right? And we got the umbrella working in front. Sure, we're going to dump and chase, right? We're rattling it around. We're trying to get up on that shorthand and get down on that power play.
You see, stupid, you made everybody look dumb now.
You never even played shinny hockey, bro. You never been out on Lake Evergreen banking it off the little hardwood and then putting it back in the hole. Give me a break.
I got this big blue Nike bag that's as big as like this chunk of the table here.
Okay.
Big with rollers.
For
and
hockey?
It's got all my old goalie stuff. It's got some skates in
your
it.
Your old goalie stuff? What do you mean goalie stuff? What are you talking about? What are you talking about?
Oh, my God.
Okay, so hold on. There's only a few sports that have goalies. Lacrosse, you weren't a lacrosse goalie.
Let me show you my five hole.
Oh, my goodness. Are you telling me you have, like, goalie kick save pads at home?
I got the full.
You got the glove?
Gear. I got everything.
You got the blocker?
We were playing hardcore roller hockey for quite some time.
Roller?
Play hockey and I fornicate is the two most fun things in cold weather.
Oh, did you drive your scooter over there?
I was working. No, this was like in the 90s. I was working at Play It Again Sports. And I just, like, some hockey equipment came in, too, and I was just like, I got to pick up this goalie stuff. And then I just didn't realize how spectacular I was. I was like,
you do kind of look like Goldberg.
I was a lot like Julie the Cat Gaffney from Bangor, Maine.
Fair.
And I just, I was tough.
Wow.
It was tough.
Roller hockey legend.
I still got this equipment. What do I do with
it? You got
it?
The Bauer still? What were you rocking?
Well, I got all the finest equipment.
What were you lacing up back then?
CCM?
Got all the, that's my skates or CCM.
Yofa helmet? Like, were you going with the Yofa?
Probably, yeah. I'm not sure what that
little
means.
Little shout out to, like, Yarmir?
Jopa?
I assume that's what I have. Should I donate this gear? It's
no,
in the way.
No, never let it go. First of all, the bag can make, for Little League Baseball.
It's Nike big blue bag. It's actually a great bag.
I use a sweet hockey bag for baseball.
Damn, the bag might be the most valuable thing.
The locker, yeah. No, for baseball, too. It's sweet. I roll in there. It's got all the catcher's gear in it, gloves and stuff. And I got another bucket bag for the balls.
Yeah, I'm not a baseball coach anymore.
Yeah, shoot. Well, anyway.
And then JJ and his coach are falling in love together. That he told me yesterday, like, JJ, man, I hope I could coach this kid for the next few years. He's just like, you know, JJ's like that. JJ wants to be, like, friends with all the new kids, and he's just a sweetheart of a guy, you know?
It's Thunder Baseball!
And
remember that?
So I'm just like, you know, that's it. I'm just a dad now. I have nothing to do with anything. I actually just drop off at Slammers. I think the other parents are hanging out are kind of annoying. I drop off. I go, you know, run around for a couple hours. Then I go pick up. Like, how was it? You're just like, just the best coaching of my life and the greatest time I ever had playing baseball. I was like, just this Tuesday at practice?
You're just sitting in the car.
It's
going,
tough.
I'm just Dan. Everywhere else I'd be a coach. But now my son is having fun. And I'm pissed. Yeah. Do you know who my dad is?
What were all the Ken singing? Which Matchbox song? When they're all sitting around?
I'm a fun guy.
It's
I want to push you around.
Well, no, that's not it. That's a different one. I mean, they all kind of sound the same.
Shoot.
But,
which one is it?
But that's it.
No, which one?
Listen, now that I have Gio.
Oh, yeah?
I'm going to do everything the right way with Gio's team and the parents.
Ooh. And the parents?
I'm going to try my hardest not to yell.
Ooh, that's no fun.
Call them little bastards.
Well, I can tell you what, Charlie Puths, parents don't like that when you call kids a bunch of Charlie Puths.
Make them run until they throw up. Tell them back in my day we didn't get water breaks and Powerade and all the prime stuff.
No.
And
I got Kool-Aid. I had to stir it up myself. Add some water.
Really. A Chobani drinker like Alex will never get what we went
through.
He
never get, yeah.
You know? They got all these highfalutin drinks these days for the kids.
Man. Oof.
Gianna's like, can I have one
of those? I was rocking those Arizona iced tea 99-cent sugar cubes.
Oh, man. And we were happy to have it.
Oh, thank God for that peach iced tea.
Because it was huge.
It was all sugar.
Oh, yeah. Man, I got a Gatorade. I felt like
there was no Chobani's in there.
$1 million. I had a Gatorade. I was like, this is what Jordan drinks. This is the same stuff as Jordan.
I can't believe there's orange. No citrus cooler. No, it's citrus cooler was Jordan's.
Are you sure about that?
It wasn't orange.
It's orange.
Nah, it was citrus cooler.
Citrus is what? Was it citrus? What color is
it? It was orange-ish. I'm orange. Telling you.
Can we tell this guy that a citrus comes from an orange? Literally, the orange is the only fruit named after the color.
Citrus comes from an orange. Literally, the orange.
Look at citrus cooler is orange, and it's but it's not the orange one.
That's orange.
No, the orange one is called orange. Orange. The citrus cooler is the one
You're
though.
Thinking
that
of that.
They don't make
stuff
it anymore.
Who made it with a kid with powder Tang?
Citrus cooler is still out there, but it's in very limited distribution. This was back in 2020. I don't know.
Sunny D?
You're thinking of Pootie Tang? Pootie Tang.
No, I'm telling you, they got all these crazy flavors, but they don't actually have. They got, of course, they got lemon lime, and then they got orange. We all know what orange is. But the one that
Orange actually doesn't look like orange. Orange looks like pink or red.
Well, the citrus cooler here, I'm telling you. Do you know what I'm talking about, or do you have no clue what I'm talking about?
I thought I knew exactly what I was talking about, but you've thrown, you know.
Look at.
Just like the hockey guy who only texts him when we talk hockey, now you've made he made us all look bad.
Hi, Jim.
Now you've made us all look
bad. I love when you talk hockey.
A ducky ducky.
It is the citrus cooler, yeah. Jordan.
Thank you.
Jim. So are we both right?
You're not right. And we're going
to. I didn't call it lemon lime.
You said orange.
I just made several statements like citrus comes from an orange. The drink looks to
so
be
does lemon
orange
and lime.
To me.
Right. The sad part is that with all the Gatorade flavors out there in any gas station you go to, I can't get the one that Mike drank. Why can't I get the one Mike drank? Like they got the recipe. They got water, right? And they got bottles and labels.
Let's
make
go
the one Mike drink.
Break.
Did LeBron like make him take it off? He was like, I'll drink Gatorade, but you got to get Mike's drink.
No,
off
he's
the
a
show.
Powerade, isn't he?
Ooh.
Isn't Braun Powerade?
Not sure.
I guess we'll never know. Okay, let's go to break. 303-831-1340 hotline as well as the text line. Nuggets back in action as well in Miami. Coming up tonight at 5:30.
Let's go. South Beach.
I love that. Let's get this Nuggets in
tied
now
tied for
here,
number quick. One now. Thank
really?
You, Pacers.
Wow.
I don't want to say I told you so, but y'all were like, we'll just be happy to get top three, man, and then we'll really get our Pistons pumping in the.
This the clean version?
Okay.
It is.
Hold on. Dagger. Hold on. Dagger. But I'm a
creep. Man, I could really hate my stepdad to this music.
And I'm a weirdo. Who sings this one?
I got it. You don't know who sings this?
Yeah, I do, of course.
Radiohead.
Of course I knew that. Radiohead. See, give me a chance.
It's like one of their top five songs.
I think they only got a couple. This is their biggest one.
This is their biggest, you think?
What's their next biggest? Can you just stop? Like, we got a minute or two. Maybe I got it all wrong. If he comes back with some iconic banger here, and I'm like, oh yeah, you're right. Radiohead is one of the greatest of its generation.
It's got to be the biggest. They have no surprises. Karma Police. High and Dry.
I don't know.
Ooh, High and Dry is nice.
And Jigsaw Falling into Place. Those right. are the top five.
This is it.
Dig it. Danny Chef now just my life's worth.
What the hell am I doing here? I don't belong here. I got a regret right now.
I'm feeling it.
The air is so cold and low.
I'm feeling it.
Let me go in her room.
I'm feeling it.
I want to take off her clothes.
I'm feeling it.
Turn on the gym.
Show me the way you move.
I'm feeling it.
I'm sorry.
It's Faith Fell Short.
We fell short this time. Smiled. I hate my stepdad.
Alright. Thanks. Spring with us. 98.1 FM, 107.5 HD3. Stream us or watch us at milehighsports.com. Lots of ways to get involved with this show. Yeah, all that. So there's a big mystery going on here at the studio here. I hate to call it a crime.
Uh-oh.
I hate to say a crime has went down.
Is this like the time you taped cash on the wall and then Ronnie K took it down and scolded us for taping cash on the wall and put it in his pocket?
This is not like the time I taped Ronnie's butt cheeks together. Not at all. And you know...
He put in his 2 weeks shortly after that.
You know how hairy his butt cheeks are. So
wow.
When we ripped the tape off, a little skin came off.
I'll never forget that day.
Anyways, Santino has been with me for a decade.
My brother.
He's a military man.
He's Marines, right?
He is a cancer survivor. He's one of the greatest listeners we've ever had.
He beat Afghanistan. He beat cancer.
He beat that guy, too.
And he won wings one time in a bag.
He's a great dude. He's a class act. He's
And he spotted Coach G at the Monaco Lanes the other day. And I instantly bought him a beer because we're bros now for life.
So he heard me complaining on the air that some time ago he came by the studio to pick something up and left a big pile of Wendy's free value meals for us.
Just a couple biggie bags. No biggie bag deal.
It's like if he would have came in with five bags of Baconators and chilies and all that. Someone and then it's steak. Like he brought it for us, but we didn't get any. Imagine that.
Did you say steak?
After the first alleged crime had gone down many months ago, I asked Danny Bailey and Anillo, two big-time suspects in this case.
Right.
What's up with that? And then they, look, I kind of found one last one here. But I had noticed that Anillo had gained about 15 pounds that month, and he was smelling like Baconator and nuggets.
Man.
I knew something was up.
You're like Columbo, the way you investigate these things.
So what happened was Santino said, okay, I'm going to send some in to the station with your name on it. So
what's your name?
I'm Danny Williams.
Because we got Danny Bailey. We got Danny Mormon.
So I know there's other Dannys out
Dougie.
There. That's the only thing I could be thinking. He was like, maybe he sent it to the wrong office, that old studio. No. The information has been verified. He sent it here. And this has been 2 weeks ago. So we really only have three suspects here who could have perpetrated this act.
We know it wasn't CK1 or Whiteley.
No, not Gil can't even see, okay? You think he's going to be able to read a little free thing on a gift card? And Mark Cooper doesn't eat like that.
He's put together.
He's not eating Baconator. He's a man.
He is a Baconator.
Yeah.
He eats fish that he catches off Key West.
Right.
He's a beefcake in
here. He's like salmon or swimming upstream, I noticed.
So Anillo or Danny
just
have
fess
been
up
eating Wendy's. Or Nate Lundy, the guy you would never think. It reminds me of Cars 2. When Axel Rod Foley, was the guy who made the new fuel that's it's like an all natural fuel. But he was the one who sabotaged the fuel at the end because he was so invested in regular gas.
Miles Axelrod.
Isn't that what I said? I said Miles Axel something.
Sir Miles Axelrod.
Thank you. So wouldn't you know it, I've noticed a little tiny, Nate, he said he's been working out.
So hard.
Been working so hard. But maybe he's been eating a lot of chilies.
Cheese dogs they got over there.
Well, they got those
chicken
sandwiches
too. So you like that cup of chili, don't you?
I love a cup of chili with onions and cheese.
I'm a junior bacon cheeseburger guy. Can't say no.
Alex, who do you think perpetrated this crime and has our Wendy's?
I don't want to be brought into this, but...
This is affecting all of us because you would be eating great Wendy's as well because that's the kind of guy I am.
I have no leads on this. I have no leads.
Just tell us the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth.
Have
so
you
help
been
you God?
Given extra Wendy's gift cards to not say anything?
No. I have. This is the first I've heard of this.
Interesting, yeah.
Pretty disappointing to hear.
Can I just ask you a few general
just
questions?
Like, put yourself in Santino's boots. You know, he kicked ass overseas. He kicked cancer's ass. And now he's trying to just help us out.
He's just trying to live a great life. I'm trying to give him some entertainment every single day. It's all I could do.
And Anillo comes in with the third best mustache in the place, right? And you can see crumbs. Only the kind of crumb that you would find on a pretzel bun. Pretzel bun? Well, I can only think of one place that has pretzel buns, Anillo.
Oh, my goodness gracious.
What is that? Frosty in your teeth?
Hey,
Frosty?
So when you...
You're double stacking lately?
Alex, when you go to Wendy's, what are some of your favorite things in the menu?
Oh, double stack and the spicy chicken nuggets with the sriracha sauce.
Sriracha sauce is actually a newer limited item.
And it's in the fridge, I noticed.
And you seem to know quite a bit about their menu.
Yeah, so Alex.
I named two items.
So either I hate to implicate you because I can verify your whereabouts for some of the day, but you could have been paid in nuggets to keep your mouth shut on the whole thing.
Well, that didn't happen.
Because, you know, like, Jeff and I are a little bit older than you, and you're kind of the age as the younger guys. Maybe like us young guys who got no money and no girlfriends or women or anything, that we got to band together and stick together against the evils of Danny and Jeff.
We're not evil.
We're not evil at all.
No, we're the opposite.
We're misunderstood.
The mainstream media calls us evil, but that's what they would do. That
it's
means
like Draymond Green, just a little misunderstood.
We're just hovering.
I ain't no sheep. Anyways, I guess we can move on.
I got the right to bear arms. I'm going to rip these sleeves off.
I can confront the suspects the next time I see them.
Well, every time I confront Danny Bailey, he yells at me and gets mad, and then he apologizes.
I confront him? He's already yelling at us.
Shortly after. I do love his... He's quick to apologize. He's amazing like that. Hey, sorry. You know what?
He's like, sorry, I just hate my life and hate everybody here.
Stressed about all the
my roommates
gift cards Nate stole.
I haven't had the touch of a woman in months. Anyways, 303-831-1340, the hotline as well as the text line. Miami Heat, another little showdown here. They hung around that first game, played the Nuggets into their style of a lower scoring game, but the Nuggets still won that game, came out on the other side. I do think the Heat, at full strength, their coach is like another player, great player on the floor. He makes up for another great player that they might not have. So they're as dangerous as anybody come playoff time in the East. Tonight might be one of those nights where if the Nuggets aren't geared up or, you know, if they
ain't got that Riz.
It's like, ain't Riz though. It'd be first one to like 105 or 110 wins. And, you know, of course I'm taking the Nuggets tonight, but this might be one of those, okay, long trip. Miami's different. You're thinking about that nightlife. We already got a couple things scheduled at this spot and I got a couple, you know.
They landed yesterday about 2:33, so they had their nightlife in last night. So we'll see how that.
And again, Miami.
We'll see if they drank their Topo Chico this morning because those bubbles, they help.
Well, you know, you got.
If you don't take that Topo Chico, if you're not mixing ginger ale with your whiskey, it's going to be a rough morning.
And then these guys, you know, they've got hoes.
They got hoes
in different area code
305.
They got area code
303.
They got hoes.
That's funny. You're good. Hey, check this out. I'm playing a new game now. You want to play a new game with me?
Yes.
It's super fun. It's called, Is Your Third Best Player Our Sixth Best Player?
Is Your Third Best Player
Our Sixth Best Player?
Let's go.
Who's the third best player in the Boston Celtics?
Their third best player is Kristaps Porzingis.
I think he's our sixth best player here. I don't think he'd start here.
I think he would be our...
He's not better than Michael Porter Jr.
He'd be our fifth best player.
No, he's not better than Michael Porter Jr.
No, he's not. I have.
And he's not better than Aaron Gordon.
Jokic, Gordon.
KCP's like the defensive player of the year. What are we talking about? He's not better than KCP. Get out of here.
Interesting that you say that because you're like.
All right, here, I'll give you that.
No, I'll give you that.
The Celtics' third best player is the Nuggets' fifth best player.
So, of course, Kristaps can't go for, KCP can't go for 24-12 like Kristaps did against Jokic. But the role and the purpose
of your fifth
that KCP
guy.
Serves
yeah.
is more valuable than if we had the four guys and the fifth guy was Kristaps or KCP. I would rather have KCP. So if that helps your argument a little bit, then yeah, he would.
Let's go to the Milwaukee Bucks. Who's their third best player?
Their third best player is Drew. No, he's not on that team anymore.
He's probably Celtics' third.
Third best player, Drew Holiday?
Third or fourth. I mean, him and Porzingis.
Their third best player is probably Chris Middleton.
Middleton.
But hold on. He don't get as much run as he did before. He's aged a little bit out. He's coming off an injury. He's just not the same player. And then
where would he be on the Nuggets? Fifth best?
Oh my God. I'd rather have Payton. What? I mean, like, that's some hater aid on.
Let's go on.
Middleton.
Let's keep moving on. Miami. They were in the championship last year.
They don't have.
Who's their third best player?
I don't know.
Duncan Robinson or something?
No. Yeah. Like, they got three
Tyler
guys.
Tyler Hero or something?
They got Adebayo. Did he get traded?
No.
They got Adebayo. Sweet. They got Hero. Buckets. And they got Jim Buckets. And that,
so
that's
it's
it.
Hero.
But they got nothing else because they even lost Toaster Strudel. Yeah. You know?
No. Vincent gone.
Yeah.
Vincent
gone too.
He's been hurt the
Who's
whole
even
year.
On that squad? Like, Oladipo? Ugh.
Yeah, he's hurt.
All right, let's.
Kevin Love.
They got nothing.
Teams in the West worth talking about? I mean, like Oklahoma City. Who's their third best player? Who's Oklahoma City? Dort?
You're a dort. Listen, check this out. I'm going to now extend what you're saying. Great point. I like that. That was
a fun game.
I
love it so much. Thank you.
But I've been hearing a lot of national dudes, TV, radio, just saying how the Nuggets have the best starting five in the NBA. I've heard a lot of that just lately. I think we know that. Sometimes you have to step back and take a look at it. You know, what makes a team special, unique. Boston's got a great starting five. The star power with Milwaukee. You know, there's some teams that have star power. But the best starting five, like you just said, the pieces all fitting together so perfectly. Nothing matches the Nuggets. The challenge for the Nuggets over the next couple years is going to be finding that right formula off the bench, enough off the bench, keeping guys healthy. And then after we win it this year, you know, let's kick tires on some who's a 32-year-old, 31-year-old all-star who's ripe, ready to win, wants to come be a part of a winner, who's got enough in the tank left that he can really add something to an already unique situation. Because, you know, at the rest of the league, the standard is the Nuggets. So the rest of the league is not only trying to catch up to the Nuggets, but build a team to stop the Nuggets. And eventually, like what's happened with the Chiefs, teams will slow them down. We'll kind of get them figured out. We'll not let them score 35 a game. But the difference is, it's still Patrick Mahomes. And it's still Nikolas Jokic, the from Nuggets NBA basketball player. What's the flailing means? You know, they snapped me friendly the award.
I love horse race, the carriage on side back.
And
of
you just
horse.
Can't stop the best player. Can't stop the shining. Y'all want to stop the shining? Remember that one?
Is that like Wyclef?
Yeah.
Is it?
That is Wyclef.
Let's go.
That is Wyclef. Absolutely.
I'm on one today.
Dang. All right.
Are you, one last question before the music comes up and we go to break on time.
As usual.
Are you happy, and you know it, to clap your hands about not trading Michael Porter Jr. like we always tried to do?
Hold on.
We tried to trade Michael Porter Jr. like four or five times in the last six months.
I will say this. Sometimes, go ahead.
More than that.
Sometimes there's shakeup around the NBA, around the deadline time, that swings a team to where, like, oh no, they're super dangerous now. Nothing like that happened in the West or in the East, to be honest with you. So if anything, while these other teams were kind of getting themselves figured out, the Nuggets got a little stronger, while some of those other teams got weaker in the sense of, you know, didn't make that splash move to catch the Nuggets, because the Nuggets are just ascending. This is the coming out party. These guys are in their late 20s.
Mid-20s. He's only 25.
We got 29-year-old Nikola, just turned 29, so he's a 29. You know, he's not 30 for 2 years, if you want to look at it like that, you know. You know, Jamal's younger. Okay, all these dudes are young dudes. Aaron Gordon's
28.
Right in the middle there. So I think that the next 2 or 3 years in the NBA belong to the Nuggets, and I'm not greedy. I'm not going to say let's go win 2, 3, 4 in a row.
We're going back to back.
But I want to win this one back to back, is special. And then I want to go to the finals again. And then I want to go to the finals again.
Run it back. Keep running it back.
And what I mean by that last two is, like, say we lose one in like 2 years. That's when maybe when we're trying to trade Michael Porter Jr. now, that we go find a trade for
Iguodala.
Well, Luka. Maybe Luka had enough at that point. Maybe, I don't know, something like that. And the rest
is history.
Yeah, let's go to break. Oh, I like that. That was the rest is the future. Yeah, you're right.
You made it all.
Let's try that again.
And the rest is the future. See, you know, one last time. Let's get it right.
And the rest is
the future.
Nice. We got it. Let's go to break. Couple of shout outs really quick. KCP at Mike Stadium Sports Cards March 30th.
Boom.
KCP just talked about will be at Mike Stadium Sports Cards on behalf of Big Horn Autographs, bighornautographs.com. That's a family ran, you know, organization who's got the big time athletes. They're coming off Emmanuel and Aaron Gordon, and they're coming back with KCP. We got Carl Mecklenburg in there. Something lined up for those guys who Carl Mecklenburg, an absolute Broncos icon. Go check their website out for more info. Danny, Jeff, and Alex of Smiley Sports. So stop the violence and put the f*** away. Skeet shoot a hole today. 504-972-713. What you gonna do? You checking out the scene. I watch the ice get thin. Now that she's sinking. We are back in. Role Play Wednesday edition of the program. 303-831-1340. The hotline as well as the text line. We're going to do a little mini segment right here. And then the final segment... It's time for a little
role play. I want to get into some role play right now.
Whoa.
Can I be, I'll be the official dentist of Smiling High.
Okay. Who am I?
In the mornings. And you'll be a patient who snores a lot and has issues breathing at night. Hey, I'm Dr. Kenny Burson from the Denver Dentist and Implant Center. Nice to meet you. You may have heard of me from my website, thedenverdentists.com, Diaz. Anyway, what's your problem? You snore or something? You look like a mouth breather.
Hey, Doc. I sleep in the basement, wait for my family. Two levels down.
That one cuts deep.
Because my wife and my kids say I have a snoring problem. Is there anything you can do for me since you're so conveniently located in the metro area and your parking's free?
Funny you mention it. We are located over there at 2190 East 17th Avenue, right by Denver East High School. Now, Dr. Kenny hooked me up, man. Not only does he do all the greatest, you know, services when it comes to the dentist, but I got the like the mouth guard to sleep in at night. I was grinding my teeth so hard. I was grinding my teeth so hard. And put this mouth guard in, and not only does it help me stop grinding, it helps me stop snoring. 303-731-2005. That's the Denver Dentist and Implant Center.
Damn.
Hit him up. Official dentist of Smiling High.
Okay. 303-831-1340 hotline as well as the text line. Join the conversation. Text line will catch up at some point in the show here. Nuggets at the Heat tonight. Looking forward to that one. I expect kind of a little grinder slugfest. I'd be surprised if the Nuggets kind of pulled away with it, but it's just so weird because the Heat are probably the 15th or 16th most talented team in the NBA, but when push comes to shove, they play as well as anybody, as big time as anybody, because of who they have. Jimmy Butler's unique and special, and because of the style of play, and that goes from all the way from, you know, Pat Riley up top to Spoelstra, who's a Hall of Fame coach, and he's probably 45 or 50 years old and probably going to coach for another 20 years in this league, maybe all there, you know.
Wow.
Yeah.
53. Or 52.
He's 53?
51. He's 53.
Good for you, bud. All right.
What's the best is good for you, bud. If you're just driving around in your car, you can hear the good for you, bud. But when you're watching, you can actually see Danny give the point that Elway gives the TMZ guy. Was it TMZ?
Yeah, TMZ.
Yeah. Yeah, so.
Absolutely.
It's good. I'm like, what's going on? Is he freaking out over there? And then he gives the point and then hits the good for you and we're back.
Well, it takes an extra second because Elway's feeling so good. Right. Asking him a question. And it just takes an extra second for John to think about
it. Is that
the
CTE?
Kind of register or, and then he drops
that's
good
the
for
sauce.
You. But
the
lost
sauce.
In the sauce.
Right. Man, that's I love the CTE. That. Yeah, it's the...
That's the good stuff,
the
man.
Coors, the Tecates, and the Especials.
Yeah. Oh, CTE. My friend. Especial for you, my friend. Okay. Let's set up a break because I want to come back and I'll give Alex time to put a little mini role play for us together so we can get out of here. But I want to mention the Coleman Group. Okay.
How are they doing?
They're doing great. It's Kai and it's Jamie. And Kai's a giant, big dude who's beast mode. And when he hits the buffet, I bet he's feast mode. Okay. And then Jamie, they are a team of real estate partners who are some of the best in the business. They're closing tons of deals. And it's funny because, like, everyone has their real estate license. Like, oh, it's so easy. Yeah. Well, you know, all these guys have to do is close 2 or 3 deals a year and make, you know, $25,000-$30,000 on it and make it, you know, worth your time. But if you need a real realtor, like a real realtor, to do all the little things, to save you a ton of money, they're going to pay for themselves with, you know, the things, how they're going to negotiate and the things they're going to do to get you into the house that you want and then help you find the house you want, right? Boom, right?
That's the key right there.
It's because there's a lot of families who are
and
like...
And it's negotiation time. There's concessions. You know, seller concessions are big right now.
So
realtors are pulling that apart.
Rochelle's like, we still get... like emails about houses and neighborhoods we like and stuff like that. Rochelle's sending me this, like, she'll send this and be like, make more money. You know what I mean? So we can live here.
She'll be like, can we move into Winston Downs where the Gershes live?
A lot of people do that and, you know, are willing to find houses on their own. But that's like, to me, half the people. The other half are like, where do I go? Realtor, please help me find a house. I don't know where I want to live. The Coleman Group. We love those guys.
Thanks, Kai.
Yeah, new friends. Let's go to break here. Uh-oh. Nice. It's Radiohead. Oh, no. Oh, it's Travis Scott.
Nope.
Oh, it's Migos. It's the Migoses. Oh, it's Kendrick Lamar.
Oh.
Damn. Drake? No.
Cleveland guy.
Not helping.
Bone Thugs and Harmony?
Jaw? Milwaukee!
Guess not.
One of the biggest artists the last 15 years?
It's not ringing a bell. I'm still in the blue.
Kid Cudi.
He's been through the humiliation process when he put that dress on and all that. He's in deep.
He ain't no cat. That's what I'm saying. He ain't no kitty cat Williams.
I'm with boxer Ryan Garcia. Save the kids. Back on the other side. Living, I'ma do what I want. And I feel like I can do what I want. Living, I'ma do what I want. And I feel like I can do what I want. Living, I'ma do what I want. Feel like right in the mood. Roll. Play Wednesday. Are you ready to be dominated? Back in Role Play Wednesday edition of the program.
Giggity.
It's been a while. It's been a minute. We don't have a chance to do this all the time.
I got
Wednesdays are dedicated to the Hooters girls on during the football season. And, you know, we...
And if I'm being honest, last Wednesday...
We run that quick show with a lot of stuff, you know, going on inside of it, so...
We had our good friend Coach Z on Colorado Youth Football Invitational.
Yep.
Weather permitting, guys, we're trying to get together tomorrow night at the Platte River Bar and Grill down on South Santa Fe. If the bar's open, we'll be there. If
all
the
right.
bar's closed, we won't be there. 6:30.
We have 7 minutes to do this. Alex is one of the best in the business. He runs the show, guys, if you're confused.
He runs
so
the
he
show.
So he sets this whole thing up. He's a lot like Trebek. And Sajak, one of the best. Can you set up, Alex? Take it.
All right. So, round one, Role Play Wednesday, back in action. Let's see. Danny, you can be Sam Howell. Jeff, you can be Jimmy G, porn star Jimmy Garoppolo. All right. Both of you are available. You're probably going to be available. And Broncos might be coveting both of you. Jimmy, you are suspended for the first 2 games of the season. And Sam, you're coming off a 21 touchdown, 22 INT year, and you were the most sacked quarterback in the league last year. But you might be in competition with Jarrett Stidham. So, Jimmy and Sam, make your case to be the Broncos' starting quarterback.
Hey, it's me, Jimmy Garoppolo. I know you got a Vic Lombardi in your town. I know you got a big Italian a presence up on the north side. And I want you to know I got a big raviolis when it comes to playing the football. Oh, you know what I mean? I'm going to get a bed.
Hey. I didn't know, for one, Garoppolo was that Italian.
Oh, yeah.
I can appreciate that. Yeah.
He poops out Pitzels for a living.
Paisan, my friend. But I'm Sam Howell. So not only when I come to Denver, Colorado, am I going to throw for more than 4,000 yards, which I did last year. More than 21 touchdowns in a limited role, which I did last year. But every time I punch one of the 30 touchdowns that I throw in next year, the crowd's going to go, Sam, how?
Sam. Sorry, Jimmy. That was a nice Italian.
Grazie.
We got to have some good quarterback play as well. So, Sam, yeah. Take round one. Feels great, baby. All right. Okay. Danny takes a 1-0 lead.
Dang it.
Round two. Let's see. Jeff, you can be Aaron Rodgers. Danny, you can be Jesse the Body Ventura. Both of you have been recently approached by Robert F. Kennedy Jr. about serving as his running mate on an independent presidential ticket. In the running for vice president. Are you serious? Aaron Rodgers? Make your case, Mr. Karen Rodgers.
Hey, guys. Hey, Ron here. You might have remembered me from the Pat McAfee Show weekly. He paid me a cool million for that. It was pretty sweet. You also may remember me from ayahuasca trips. I'm making it cool again. The darkness and I, we hang out, and that makes me only a better politician. For those of you that are wondering if I can play quarterback and be vice president, R-E-L-A-X.
I'm Jesse the Body Ventura. You forgot to mention that. I've been a great governor. I've been one of the greatest figures in the history of wrestling. I'm an absolute winner. I've beat Hulk Hogan. I beat the Macho Man, Randy Savage himself. I've beat all the greats, and I intend to beat whoever is running against us, RFK, when I am your running mate as vice president. And I'm known for one of the great mottos in professional wrestling history. If you win, I messed it up. Win if you can, lose if you must, but always cheat.
Give me my trophy.
Pretty tough. Pretty tough to play quarterback and be the vice president at the same time, but Mr. Rodgers,
really
get the dub. Get the dub in round two.
I'm cool like that, man. Damn. I'm cool.
I'm not drunk. I'm
cool. Trying to sweep.
All right.
Cool, man. I'm not on fungus. I'm
running
cool.
Out of time. I was trying to sweep.
All right, rubber match here. Final one. Let's see. Jeff, you can be Russell Wilson. Danny, you can be Will Lutz. Jeff, you're out of town now. You're with the Pittsburgh Steelers. Maybe your best receiver, Deontay Johnson, got traded yesterday to the Panthers. And Danny, you are back with the Broncos, and you are taking number 3 right away. He wore 16 last year. Now you're going to wear 3, what you wore in New Orleans. Of course, the number Jeff wore the last 2 years. Are you okay with taking number 3, I guess?
Hey, dangerous here, guys. Hey, God is good. Just want to say how blessed I am. Too blessed to be stressed, that's for sure. And speaking of stress, that's Sean Payton. Wow. What a jerk. But anyway, hey, no better day to be a Steeler. Today's the day. I think we're going to have have to play our best first half of training camp and then have our best first half of the season. It's all about practicing hard, playing hard. And, you know, God is good. I love God. And y'all just praise Lord mercy.
Listen,
first church, nothing but the truth.
Again, you're a great teammate, Russ. I appreciate all the God stuff. I'm not going to your church as much as you're going to try to talk me into it. You're gone now. I've always been number 3. I was near perfect last year. Stumbled out of the gate. Who wouldn't, man? I come into a losing proposition here, a bunch of losers. At that point, I make just about everything. I'm Will Lutz. I'm the next great Denver Broncos kicker. They usually stick around for about 10 years. Got me signed up. I deserve number 3 because I'm Will D's.
No.
Oh, Will Lutz.
More like
you've
Plutz.
Done it again.
Yeah.
That's racist.
Yeah.
Uses racist.
Limited.
Man, it feels so good. Listen, Jeff.
Uses agnostics.
Again, like any great champion, we've had such great rivalries. Like Jesse the Body Ventura, he lost 3 times back-to-back-to-back to Hulk Hogan. Okay, brother? There ain't no shame.
Jesse the Mind.
Losing to the Macho Man Randy Savage.
That was my
one
governor.
Of the greatest. Yeah, that's right.
That was my governor growing up.
That's right. Dan, what do you think about that?
We were the first to, yeah. Yeah, long before Donald Trump ever became, you know, president after having a TV show, we had a governor who was a wrestler. Think about that,
brother. All right. We got 1 minute left. Alex,
hey,
let's
congratulations.
Go to...
Oh,
hey.
It's been a long
let's
time
go to
since
Eric's
you
picks.
Beat
let's,
me.
Let's go to Eric's picks. What do we got for some highlights from Eric's show earlier today?
All kinds.
Josie, what was his best stuff?
The D-tackle signing we got from New Orleans. Just another Saint coming over.
That was his best
when
stuff?
When the Saints come marching in. I don't know if that
I don't
was
know.
His best.
Yeah.
Malcolm Roach. in the house.
Here's what I'm wondering. How long is it going to be until we hear that Taysom Hill is signed to be a Bronco?
The clock is ticking.
Why wouldn't it? Ticking. Why wouldn't he? Why wouldn't Sean? He's so much smart. He was so smart in New Orleans. And now that he's here, the only thing that's keeping him back from being so smart is that New Orleans isn't here with him.
The only cool thing about Taysom is I still think he could kind of play. We're going to have to be gimmicky to win. And he made $10 million like 3 or 4 years in a row here there. We'll pay him $1.5 million to come be a...
Tim Tebow is rolling in his NFL grave right now here. Seeing Taysom Hill get paid like that.
All right. That's the show. We appreciate you guys. Big time.
We love you guys.
You know we love you guys. Every time.
Good Keep night. Sending in those Wendy's gift cards. We'll find them.
Good night, Sheila.
Good night.
I'll never forget today.
Thank you, Sheila.
Bye, Terry.
Bye, Sheila. I'll never forget tonight.
Bye, Terry.
All right, Alan, whatever. Go inside. Bye, Sheila.
Bye. See you, Terry.
Bye, Sheila.
I don't know if you heard me.
Bye, Terry.
Bye, Sheila.